Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
Well, I am happy to be here today. And, sorry, I had to pull the chair up. So anyway, happy to be here today, and that was great worship. So thank you guys for not just singing. Singing is good, but isn't it great when we're actually led into the presence of the Lord? So I always appreciate that. I want to talk today about what are your symptoms. I don't know if you're like me, maybe a little paranoid, but you wake up in the morning and you think, how do I feel? Am I feeling okay? You know, in light of COVID-19, everybody's kind of concerned about the symptoms and what they're feeling. A symptom is something that indicates the existence of something else. It could be a slight indication. It could be, you know, more than a slight indication. It could be, you know, you could have really bad chest pain. That'd probably be an indication of either heartburn or a heart attack or something like that. So that wouldn't really be a slight indication, but a symptom could be a slight indication, or it's a sign of something else. It's not what's actually wrong, but it's a sign of something. And so we typically think of symptoms in regard to our physical health. Our spiritual health has symptoms too, though, but we generally ignore those. We don't really pay attention to what our spiritual health is like. The world we live in is physical, so most of the time we're just looking at things in the physical realm. And especially with everything that's going on now, we really are paying attention to the physical realm, but we can't afford to forget the spiritual, so we need to pay attention to that. So COVID-19 symptoms. These are the latest ones we have. There may be more because they add to it every day. But a new cough, shortness of breath, fever, loss of taste or smell, nausea and or diarrhea. They've added recently the nausea and or diarrhea, so that's just part of it. So all those people who are buying toilet paper knew what they were doing. Just got to say that. But when something is wrong with our bodies, we pay attention. But we need to pay attention to our spiritual symptoms. You notice when your toe hurts. You notice when you have a headache. You notice if you have, you know, if your pinky toe hurts, you notice that. And you think, oh, I didn't realize this little toe was so important until it's hurting. But you notice those things. Scripture says, for you died to this life, and your real life is hidden in Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in his glory. So put to death the sinful earthly things lurking within you. And I want to stop there just for a minute, because we all have sin lurking within us. And that lurking is something that's there waiting to take over. Something that's like maybe a person who's hiding somewhere, and they're lurking, and they're going to jump out and grab you. Well, our sin is lurking to jump out and grab us. So we have to pay attention to that. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Greed, let's talk about greed for a minute there, though. When you're greedy, you're out for number one. You want what you have. You want more of what you have. You want to be the first in line. You want to have the most money. You want to have the best house. You want to have all these things when you're a greedy person. And your focus is not on the things of the Lord when you are greedy. Your focus is, you know, if we could all be greedy for the things of God, then that would be great. But typically, that's not the way it is. We are greedy for the things of this world. And so then, that is our God. The things of this world become our God, because that's what we're focused on and that's what we want. So we have to be careful that we don't have that worldview, that we need to have it all, and that we need to be greedy, because that is not what we need to do. Let's go on to the next scripture. Because of these things, the anger of God is coming. You used to do these things when your life was still part of this world. But now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Don't lie to each other. If you have stripped off your old nature, your old sinful nature, and all its wicked deeds, you've got to get rid of all of that. So sin lurks within each of us, and it's up to us to put it to death. We have to do it. Nobody's going to do it for me. My husband is not going to do it for me. My pastor is not going to do it for me. I have to do it myself. I have to put that sin that is lurking within each of us or within myself, I have to put it to death. We need to consistently look for the symptoms of sin in our life. We need to evaluate ourselves every day. You know, what happened today? How did maybe my thought on this or that, is that a symptom of sin? Is that the right thought pattern to have? When I dropped that water bottle on my toe, what came out of my mouth? I mean, you know, those kind of things that help us to realize a symptom of something else that's going on. We can't afford to go through life not paying attention to our spiritual health and our spiritual symptoms. I know I've told the story before about the water heater at work that burst. You know, it didn't just blow up one day. I mean, it started with a little trickle, and then the trickle got more, and it was going down a drain. Nobody really worried about it too much because it was a trickle, and it's in a closet where nobody really goes in there very often. But one day, when water started flowing down the hallway, we noticed we had a problem. But then it was too late. So we've got to pay attention. If we had paid attention to that trickle at the beginning, if somebody had said, hey, I think the hot water heater's leaking, and I've gotten somebody to come out and look at it sooner, we would have been in a lot better shape. We wouldn't have had to have replaced carpet and supplies and everything else that it ruined. We would have been in a lot better shape, but that's the same with our spiritual health. We've got to pay attention to it. Here are symptoms of spiritual sickness. Greed. You know, when COVID first hit, a lot of us have laughed about it, but seeing people come out of the grocery store with tons of toilet paper and tons of water, you know, two or three buggies, just really trying to get all they can get. Anger is a symptom of spiritual sickness. Anger at people, anger at God, anger at what life is now. We've got to be careful that we don't harbor that anger. Slander, do we see that on social media, slander about this one or that one, things that we don't know is true or not, but boy, we're just, you know, really shooting the finger at somebody, but I meant pointing the finger at somebody. Boy, don't be doing that, because that would be a sign of spiritual sickness for sure. Ooh, okay, so no slander, dirty language, or lies. Let's make sure we're not telling lies about people. You know, I've had people tell me, oh, it was just a little white lie. There's no little white lie. They're all black. They're all black lies. They're all bad lies. So we need to get rid of these things. We need to kill it. Our problem is we don't kill sin in our lives. We wound it, and then we allow it to resuscitate. Like when you take an antibiotic, you go to the doctor, they give you 10 days worth of antibiotics. You feel better after 4, so you stop taking it. You don't kill it. You just kind of push it down a little bit, and then it can come back worse than it was before because we didn't actually kill that disease that was in our life. And sin is the same way. We have to make sure that we kill it in our life. Colossians 3:10 says, put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. That's medicine against spiritual sickness, is knowing your Creator and becoming more and more like Him is your medicine there. In this life, it doesn't matter if you're a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free, Jesus is all that matters, and He lives in all of us. God chose you to be the holy people He loves. You must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. You ever known somebody who tried your patience? We say, oh, they try my patience. Well, yep, We have to have patience with them. Doesn't matter how much they try it, we've got to have that patience. So make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. But above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. I want to think back to verse 11 that we read just a few minutes ago. I don't have a slide for this, but I want to go back to that one, because in light of all that's been going on in the world, riots, the talk of racism so much, I'm just going to be honest. I've had to examine myself. Is there any trace of that in me? Is there any racism as prejudice, discrimination, or antagonism directed against a person or people on the basis of their membership in a particular racial or ethnic group? Do I have any of that in me? And I'm going to tell you that I don't believe you can be a Christian and be a racist. I don't believe it, because the Bible says, how will they know we're Christians? By our love. And if you're a racist, you don't have the love of Christ in you. You can't, because you have to love these people. The other day at work, we had a situation where I went up to our front desk for something, and one of the girls, I could tell she was upset, and she said, I need to talk to you. She says, I have a horrible day. This is horrible. I need to talk to you. I said, okay, well, get so-and-so to cover for you and come in my office. So she did. And she came in there and she started crying because we had had a patient come up to her window, and the patient was Hispanic and was speaking, could speak English and spoke English to her. But when she got mad at her, she got on the phone with somebody that she knew and started speaking in Spanish. And she was throwing racial slurs about my associate at the front desk. And she could understand what she said. She's been trying to learn Spanish, so she can understand, but she's not real confident enough to speak it yet, so she's not really speaking it. But she knew exactly what she was saying. So she came in my office. She was hurt. She was crying. She said, I've never been faced with that before. And I told her, I said, I don't expect you ladies to put up with this stuff. I said, I know I'm not your blood, but I love you guys like family. And I said, and I'm not going to let somebody treat my family like that. And so I said, why didn't you come and get me? And she said, well, you were in a meeting and I didn't want to bother you, but I wish she had come and gotten me, because I wanted them to know, all my staff, that I don't expect anybody to be treated that way because of the color of their skin or how they look or anything. And that's where we're at today. But we've got to love each other. We've got to love each other. By the end, we were both crying. We were both crying. I felt so bad for her. And she told me herself, she goes, look, my son is albino. He's got lighter skin than you. He's got blue eyes. And she said, I don't see color anymore. He's helped me not to see color. And we just need to love each other. If people would just love each other, we wouldn't say the things we say to each other. We wouldn't do these things. So we just need to make sure that, examine yourself. Do I have any of that in me? Is there anything in me that make, when I look at somebody, I automatically judge them by the way they look? Just take some time to do that today. Moving on, we need to diagnose the problem, treat it with Jesus, and then cultivate spiritual health. You know, when we think of physical health, we always think diet and exercise, the two dreaded words that we really don't like to think about, diet and exercise. But spiritual health, we need prayer and the Word. Prayer and the Word. We need to keep that going to make us spiritually healthy. Spiritually healthy people have symptoms too. Just like physically healthy people have symptoms, energy, a healthy weight. If you're healthy, you should be able to walk up at least one flight of stairs without dying. You should be able to do a little bit. So those are some physical symptoms, but spiritually healthy people have symptoms too. And I'm going to show you what the symptoms are. Tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, and love. When you examine yourself and you're looking for symptoms of spiritual health, do you see these things in your life? Do you see kindness? Are you kind to people? Are you kind to people who make you mad? Are you kind to people who are hard to be kind to? Do you have humility? Do you think you're better than other people, or do you realize that you're not? Are you humble? Are you gentle with people? Are you patient with those people that try your patience? Are you a forgiver? Is it easy for you to forgive people? If it's hard for you to forgive, if you're having some forgiveness issues and forgiving people, then you need to do a spiritual adjustment. Are you loving people the way you should? If you're loving people the way you should, you've got good spiritual health. And that's what we need. So in conclusion, examine yourself for symptoms of sin daily. Every day, at the end of the day, you know, it's not a bad idea to just sit there and think about your day. How did my day go today? When did I do well? And when did I not do well? When did I let symptoms of sin creep in? When did I get short-tempered with somebody? When did I tell a little white lie? When did I think I was better than somebody else? When was I unkind? I mean, all of these things. Examine yourself daily. Where did I do well? And where did I not do well? Where do I need to improve? This is always good for us to do that, even physically, but particularly in this time when the physical seems to take preeminence over everything, the spiritual. How did I do spiritually today? And then get rid of any sin in your life by treating it with Jesus. Treating it with Jesus, telling him, okay, I blew it here. Forgive me for that. Help me not to do that again. Help me to move forward in you and to do better. And then cultivate spiritual health by making changes and growing in relationship with Jesus. We have to grow stronger spiritually every single day. Every day we should become closer and closer to the Lord. If we're not getting closer to the Lord, I don't believe we can really stay stagnant. I've never seen that in my life where I could just kind of stay on an even keel. I'm either getting closer or I'm getting farther away. It's like you're in a river. You don't just sit in one spot. You're kind of going back and forth. But we need to continually moving toward Jesus. So just take some time to think about this. I know that your focus has been elsewhere probably lately with everything that's going on, but it's so important. Because the spiritual is the most important thing. So let's remember that. And let's just say a prayer about this. Father, we just come before you. Lord, I am so thankful that your Holy Spirit speaks to us, helps us, guides us. Lord, we don't have to get off track. We don't have to let sin creep up in our lives. That sin that's lurking, ready to overtake us. It doesn't ever have to overtake us. Help us to keep you at the center of everything. Help us to continually be moving in your direction, Father. Lord, we just praise you and thank you for your love for us. Father, we thank you for your protection in times like these. Father, help us to be people of love. Above all things, help us to love everybody. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Cindy. Boy, if we would just apply that teaching to our lives on a daily basis, the world would be different. And we would be different mainly. Hey, by the way, this is the first Wednesday, which is Birthday Wednesday. So if you've got a birthday, throw up some confetti, pat yourself on the back, light a candle, and eat a cupcake. You get to do all of that because it's your birthday. So I'm not going to sing the birthday song. We'll just do the last line. Happy birthday to you. Brian, you could have come over here and done that for us. Yeah. Anyway, he's way over there. Could play the Beatles song. They say it's your birthday. What else? Any other birthday songs? 16 candles. So probably your birthday has more than 16 candles on it, but happy birthday to you, and God bless you. So thanks for tuning in today. May God bless you and keep you safe and protected and faithful and trusting Jesus. God bless you for tuning in today.